Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, you know, we had elections a few weeks ago. Some absentee ballots have been counted, and you have a rendering now of specifically in Otsego County, the board there.
Yes, sir. Well, I talked about the Otsego County board election before the November 7th vote, but haven't since because I wasn't sure what lessons might be of interest beyond the county line. But some are emerging. First, there was a Democratic resurgence. Before the election, Republicans controlled the board 10-4. After the election, it was 7-7. The Republican chair of the county board hung on by just a few votes. The race had to be settled by absentee ballots. If she had lost, it would have been 8-6, and Democrats would have controlled the county board for the first time ever. There were three women on the board before the election. Now there are five. And as I mentioned a few weeks ago, the Democrats were energized, running candidates in 13 of the 14 districts. With today's paper, we started running profiles of the newcomers, and they're an interesting crop. The first profile was Adrienne Martini, who's editor of Reflections, the SUNY Oneonta alumni magazine. Formerly, she was a reporter for newspapers in Texas and Tennessee. There were some local issues, certainly, in particular how the county board had handled economic development. But Adrienne told our reporter Hillary Clinton's loss last year told her more women need to seek elective office. She also said Donald Trump's victory made her want to be part of the effort to rebuild the Democratic Party from the ground up. Yesterday afternoon, I interviewed Danny Lapin, next week's profile. He's the circuit riding planner for the Otsego County Conservation Association, a local environmental group, and he said the same thing. Donald Trump's victory caused him to run. Danny's a cheerful guy in his late 20s, really enjoyed going door to door. He avoided the national debate, particularly with Republican voters. He'd say, let's focus on what we need to do here, recruit more jobs and fight the heroin problem and so on. And he was able to shift conversations off the national argument. Is that the story, that Hillary's loss and Trump's victory are energizing Democrats? In part, certainly. But I've run across a couple of plugged-in local Republicans the past few days, and they have another take. They say CONCON, the Constitutional Convention question, brought out many more Democrats than usual in an off year, in particular members of organized labor, who are concerned about losing their pensions. I don't know. That may have been the case with Rob Astorino's loss in Westchester, but I'm not sure we have enough union members here to make that much difference. So the lessons, women are energized, Democrats are energized against Trump and by the need to rebuild at the grassroots. So now we're going into a main event, the congressional elections in 2018, and I would say nobody should take anything for granted.
And most importantly, get out and vote.
Yes, sir.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSego.com, bringing us the headlines this morning. Jim, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.